It is a feature of urgent care, as with other generalist specialties, that we see patients of all ages and involving all body systems. A lot of what we see day in, day out is very familiar, and we become comfortable and skilled in the management of these conditions. But when we're faced with something we do not see every day, or that we are unfamiliar with, recognizing your limitations and asking for help is important. So one Christmas Eve, as I was working in the urgent care clinic, in walked Santa Claus with a condition that was bothering them enough to be seen that night. This is when Santa came to urgent care, part two. Hello again, Santa. Has it been a whole year already? What brings you to urgent care this year?
Well, what it is, Doctor, I've been getting these itchy, painful, purpley bumps on my fingers. They're well annoying, and they've been on and off for a while now.
That's interesting. Now, given you work at the North Pole, I suspect these might be chilblains. But I'm not overly familiar with these, but I have a colleague who spends a lot of time at mountains. So let's see what Dr. Dinesh can tell us about these.
Hello, Dinesh speaking.
Hey, Dr. Dinesh, it's Guy Melrose again. Are you good to talk?
Yes, go ahead, shoot. What do you have, Guy?
Great. So I've just got a couple of quick questions for you, please. I'm with Santa Claus again. They've stopped by the urgent care this year to show me these itchy, purpley, red sort of bumps that they've been getting on their fingers during the Northern Hemisphere winter. And they've been troubling them, and they popped by just to see what they were. And I think they look like chilblains. And I'm probably going to prescribe some steroid cream to help the symptoms. But these things are predominantly preventative measures. You have to take measures to prevent this happening, and also consider maybe worse consequences of exposing your hands to cold. So I was wondering, given your experiences in cold climates in Canada and high alpine conditions around the world, what's the best way to maintain your hands in cold weather?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think you're exactly right. I think your diagnosis is sound there. It does sound like this does represent a case of chilblains, these kind of itchy, classically kind of these tender bumps. And they are a reaction to cold. People might know them by the name pernio or perniosis. And basically, they are a form of localized vasculitis. And in particular, they seem to affect, you know, the digits and the, you know, including the toes and places that are basically exposed to the cold. And there can be a number of contributing factors. So that's reasonable to consider, you know, the patient in front of you. For example, there's a familial tendency towards them. So, you know, I know amongst the elves in the North Pole, you know, these are generations of elves that have worked there with Santa, and a lot of them actually suffer from chilblains, this condition. So they can often have a peripheral vascular disease, not the elves themselves, but that's something to screen for as a risk factor: smoking, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. These problems can actually predispose them, as well as some of the more obvious causes like Raynaud's, which actually might predispose them to chilblains as well, too. In terms of prevention, I think you're exactly right. Preventing the chilblains is really the key. You really have to take very good care of your peripheries in a cold environment. As you can imagine, these are going to kind of shut down peripherally as a physiological response to cold. And anything that actually promotes that constriction or exposes them unnecessarily to prolonged cold will actually promote the formation of chilblains or this vasculitis. So things like nicotine. If you're a smoker out in the cold, first of all, you may be exposing your hands while you smoke, but also nicotine has been shown to have quite a significant peripheral vasoconstricting effect. So probably time to, you know, I know there are still some of the elves that may take a puff or two on their smoko, so they might want to consider that actually maybe precipitating their problems. Basically, you want to kind of keep yourself dry in the cold as well, too. That dampness in the cold is a problem. That's why you tend to see this condition in temperate environments. So if you have gloves, make sure you're not sweating in your gloves or sweating in your clothes, in particular in areas that are more exposed, and make sure that you might have a lining layer to actually wick away some of that moisture to prevent the condition from forming. Warm clothes, you know, as a follow-on from that, is a must in cold environments. You have to be quite well protected. 3 to 4 layers is usually what we're looking for, with a wicking layer closest to the skin and a nice windbreaking layer on the outside with a couple layers of insulation in between is really what we're working towards. You want to stay away from possibly too much cotton in general in terms of your clothes, but if it's not too wet of environment, sometimes a thin cotton layer is actually quite good in taking away some of that wet, actually, in an area that's not too saturated. Probably not great for a New Zealand environment where we are quite humid, so that's probably a fabric we would stay away, and we probably lean towards more synthetic fibers. Another thing that people can do to prevent the formation is when they do come indoors and they feel that their hands are cold, they can actually soak them for a prolonged period in warm water to actually return a lot of that distal circulation, or they could participate in some indoor exercise in order to get the circulation going as well too. We talked about the vasoconstriction being a problem. You definitely want to stay away from, you know, medications, drugs, or substances that promote vasoconstriction. Things even like caffeine or decongestants or diet tablets or amphetamines, these things can have a vasoconstricting effect, and so they can actually promote the problem. Staying away from them would be a good idea. So I think those are probably some of the main ways that we'd want to actually put in place to prevent this condition.
And this is something that, say, a Waikato farmer in the winter, in the wet and the cold, if moisture and cold are two of the precipitating causes, it could be somebody here in New Zealand. It doesn't have to be in the North Pole or up Everest. It could happen on our doorstep.
Indeed. Yeah. So you do see these in obviously in cold and alpine environments, but you very much see these occurring in New Zealand. So definitely something for the urgent care physician to be looking out for and be aware. You mentioned yourself some of the mainstays of treatment above and beyond the preventative measures would be things like topical corticosteroids. Again, you have to look out, because the skin does break down in this condition in certain places, you have to look out for signs of secondary infection and treat that appropriately as well with antibiotics. And there is some evidence to suggest that the use of oral nifedipine as a peripheral vasodilator might actually help to improve symptoms and basically have a role in the treatment of chilblains as well.
Excellent. And I'm sure when making toys and delivering toys, Santa needs the hands, and they are important tools for us so we've got to look after them. And in hostile environments, it's more important than ever to look after your hands and feet, isn't it? Your prevention is more important than allowing the condition to develop, and then you're behind on that on things by that stage, aren't you?
Yes, I couldn't agree more. So I know there's a number of companies, outdoor companies, that have bid for the contract to outfit, you know, not only Santa but the elves as well too. But I still think that they do a lot of that in-house, and I think the elves do quite a good job. They've really kind of kept pace with technology in terms of outerwear, and they seem to be paying special attention to, you know, protecting hands and feet in these environments in terms of clothing and behaviors.
So maybe Santa's been a little bit lax in hand protection to develop these conditions. So I will feedback your advices on prevention. And as I say, it's something that an urgent care physician here in New Zealand will see, not just in exotic out-of-town visitors. So thank you, Dinesh, for sharing your thoughts on prevention of chilblains and protecting yourself in the cold environment. I appreciate your help.
Always happy to help. Thanks, guys.
So, Santa, I'm going to prescribe you some cream to manage your symptoms, and you need to follow Dr. Dinesh's advice in keeping your hands warm and dry to help prevent these chilblains recurring. I'd like you to follow up with your GP in the new year as well, please.
Well, I'm so glad I came and saw you, Doctor. Thank goodness for urgent care. Now have yourself a lovely Christmas. Na dolly llawen, pawb.
So Santa went on their way, finishing their rounds and delivering all their presents. If you find yourself unsure of a diagnosis or management of a particular condition, always ask. Urgent care, and medicine in general, is a team game. You cannot be expected to know everything about everything, so asking is an essential part of urgent care practice. It might be a hospital specialist, or very often, it might be your colleague in urgent care. In this instance, Dr. Dinesh had all the answers I needed. We should never be afraid to ask our colleagues for advice. That way we give our patients the best care, but it is also the way we learn. And the next time, you'll have the answers when someone asks you that very same question. Now, I wonder if Santa will ever have need for an urgent care again in the future. Join us in the next podcast to find out. Thanks for listening.